Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
REFT, Representation Fine-Tuning for Language Models. Authored 2024 by Zhengxuan Wu, Aryuman Arora, Zheng Wang, Atticus Geiger, Daniel Juriski, Christopher D. Manning, Christopher Potts. Abstract. Parameter Efficient Fine-Tuning, PEFT, methods seek to adapt large models via updates to a small number of weights. However, much prior interpretability work has shown that representations encode rich semantic information, suggesting that editing representations might be a more powerful alternative. Here, we pursue this hypothesis by developing a family of representation fine-tuning, REFT, methods. REFT methods operate on a frozen base model and learn task-specific interventions on hidden representations. We define a strong instance of the REFT family, low-rank linear subspace REFT, low-REFT. Low-REFT is a drop-in replacement for existing PEFTs and learns interventions that are 10×-50× more parameter efficient than prior state-of-the-art PEFTs. We showcase low-REFT on 8 common sense reasoning tasks, 4 arithmetic reasoning tasks, Alpaca Eval version 1.0, and Glue. In all these evaluations, low-REFT delivers the best balance of efficiency and performance, and almost always outperforms state-of-the-art PEFTs. We release a generic REFT training library publicly at https://github.com/stanfordenlp/pyreft. 1. Introduction. Pre-trained LMs are frequently fine-tuned to adapt them to new domains or tasks, Dai and Le, 2015. With fine-tuning, a single base model can be adapted to a variety of tasks given only small amounts of in-domain data. However, fine-tuning the entire model is expensive, especially for very large LMs. Parameter-efficient fine-tuning, PEFT, methods propose to address the high costs of full fine-tuning by updating only a small fraction of weights, Han et al., 2024. This reduces memory usage and training time, and PEFTs have been shown to achieve similar performance to full fine-tuning in many practical settings, Hu et al., 2023. Adapters, which are a common family of PEFTs, learn an edit that can be added to a subset of model weights, or an additional set of weights that operate alongside the frozen base model. Recent adapters such as Laura, Hu et al., 2022, and variants such as Dora, Lu et al., 2024b, reduce the number of trainable parameters in learned weight updates by using low-rank approximations in place of full weight matrices during adapter training. QLORA, Detmers et al., 2023, further shows that full precision adapters can be trained on top of reduced precision models without sacrificing performance. Adapters are generally more efficient and effective than methods that introduce new model components, like prefix tuning, Li and Liang, 2021. A hallmark of current state-of-the-art PEFTs is that they modify weights rather than representations. However, much prior interpretability work has shown that representations encode rich semantic information, suggesting that editing representations might be a more powerful alternative to weight updates. In this paper, we pursue this hypothesis by developing and motivating representation fine-tuning, REFT. Instead of adapting model weights, REFT methods train interventions that *=contribution, manipulate a small fraction of model representations in order to steer model behaviors to solve downstream tasks at inference time. REFT methods are drop-in replacements for weight-based PEFTs. This approach is inspired by recent work in LM interpretability that intervenes on representations to find faithful causal mechanisms, Geiger et al., 2023b, and to steer model behaviors at inference time, Turner et al., 2023, Li et al., 2024, and it can be seen as a generalization of the representation editing work of Wu et al., 2024a, Turner et al., reference 2023, and Zhou et al., reference 2023. See Appendix A for formal details on the relationships. We focus on a strong and highly efficient instance of the REFT family that we call low-rank linear subspace REFT, low-REFT. This is a parametrization of REFT that intervenes on hidden representations in the linear subspace spanned by a low-rank projection matrix, building directly on the distributed alignment search, DAS, method of Geiger et al., 2023b, and Wu et al., reference 2023. We evaluate low RE-FT on llama family models and small-scale LMs against existing PE-FTs on standard benchmarks from four domains: common sense reasoning, arithmetic reasoning, instruction following, and natural language understanding. Compared to LoRa, we find that low RE-FT uses 10 × -50 × fewer parameters while achieving state-of-the-art performance for X out of Y number datasets, Fig. 1. These findings indicate that RE-FT methods are worthy of further exploration, as they may emerge as more efficient and effective alternatives to weight-based PE-FTs. 2. Related work. Parameter-efficient fine-tuning methods, PE-FTs. In contrast to full fine-tuning, PE-FTs train only a fraction of the model's parameters to adapt it to downstream tasks. PE-FTs can be classified into three main categories. 1. Adapter-based methods train additional modules, e.g. fully connected layers, on top of the frozen pre-trained model. Series adapters insert components between LM attention or MLP layers, Holsby et al., 2019, Pfeiffer et al., 2020, Wang et al., 2022, He et al., 2022b, Fu et al., 2021. While parallel adapters add modules alongside existing components, He et al., 2022a. Since adapters add new components that cannot be easily folded into existing model weights, they impose additional burden at inference time. 1, 2, LoRa, Hu et al., 2022, and its recent variant DORA, Lu et al., 2024b, use low-rank matrices to approximate additive weight updates during training, and require no additional overhead during inference since the weight updates can be merged into model. These are the strongest PE-FTs currently. 2, 3, prompt-based methods add randomly initialized soft tokens to the input, usually as a prefix, and train their embeddings while keeping the LM weights frozen, Li and Liang, 2021. The performance of these methods are often far from optimal compared to other PE-FTs, and come at the cost of significant inference overhead. A variant of this method where hidden layer activations are also tuned was introduced as a baseline in Hu et al., reference 2022, with better performance. Instead of weight updates, RE-FT methods learn interventions to modify a small fraction of model representations. Representation editing. Recent work on activation steering and representation engineering shows that adding fixed steering vectors to the residual stream can enable a degree of control over pre-trained LM generations without the need for resource-intensive fine-tuning, Subramani et al., 2022, Turner et al., 2023, Zhou et al., 2023, Vogel, 2024. For example, steering attention head outputs can increase performance on truthful QA, Li et al., 2024. Similarly, Wu et al., 2024a, show that editing representations with a learned scaling and translation operation can approach, but not surpass, the performance of LoRa on a variety of models and tasks with far fewer learned parameters. The success of these methods affirms that representations induced by pre-trained LMs carry rich semantics. However, exploration of such methods has been sporadic and performance is suboptimal. Adapter-based PE-FTs continue to be the state of the art and impose no additional inference burden. Interventional interpretability. Recent work in interpretability has used interventions under the framework of causal abstraction, Geiger et al., 2021, to test hypotheses about how LMs implement various behaviors. In particular, interventions on linear subspaces of representations have provided increasing evidence that human interpretable concepts are encoded linearly. This includes linguistic features such as gender and number, Lazri et al., 2022, Wang et al., 2023, Hanna et al., 2023, Chintam et al., 2023, Yamakoshi et al., 2023, Hao and Linzen, 2023, Chen et al., 2023, Amini et al., 2023, Gerner et al., 2023, Aurora et al., 2024. Logical and mathematical reasoning, Wu et al., 2023, and entity attributes, Huang et al., 2024. 3. RE-FT. We now define the RE-FT family of methods. To do this, we first summarize the core motivation, which emerges from work on intervention-based model interpretability. We then show how this leads directly to low-rank linear subspace RE-FT, low RE-FT. Finally, we generalize this to a family of RE-FT methods. To keep the presentation simple, we assume throughout that our target model is a transformer-based, Vaswani et al., 2017, LM that produces contextualized representations of sequences of tokens. Given a sequence of n input tokens x equals x1, xn, The model first embeds these into a list of representations H0 equals H01 H0n. Then, m layers successively compute the jth list of hidden representations HJ as a function of the previous list of hidden representations HJ minus 1. Each hidden representation is a vector H element of RD. The LM uses the final hidden representations HM to produce its predictions. In our experiments, we consider both autoregressive LMs and masked LMs, Devlin et al., 2019. An autoregressive LM predicts P, xn plus 1 divides x1. xn equals softmax whm n, while a masked LM predicts P, xi divides x1. xi minus 1, xi plus 1, xn equals softmax whm i, where W is a learned matrix mapping from representations to logits over the vocabulary space. 3.1. Motivation. The linear representation hypothesis claims that concepts are encoded in linear subspaces of representations in neural networks. Early connectionist work on distributed neural representations was the first to propose this. Smolensky, 1986, Rummelhart et al., 1986, McClelland et al., 1986, and recent empirical work has found evidence for this claim in neural models trained on natural language as well as other input distributions, Mikhailov et al., 2013, Elhage et al., 2022, Park et al., 2023, Nanda et al., 2023, Gerner et al., 2023. In interpretability research, the framework of causal abstraction, Geiger et al., 2021, uses interchange interventions to causally establish the role of neural network components in implementing particular behaviors. The logic of the interchange intervention is as follows. If one fixes a representation to what it would have been given a counterfactual input, and this intervention consistently affects model output in the way predicted by our claims about the component producing that representation, then that component plays a causal role in the behavior being studied. To test whether a concept is encoded in a linear subspace of a representation, as claimed by the linear representation hypothesis, one may use a distributed interchange intervention, Geiger et al., 2023b. 3. Let B be the hidden representation created at row I and column K when our model processes input B, and let S be the corresponding representation when that same model processes input S. A distributed interchange intervention on B given a counterfactual source representation S is then defined as DII, B, S, R, equals B plus R, R's minus RB, 1, where R element of RR times D is a low-rank projection matrix with orthonormal rows, D is the representation dimensionality, and R is the dimensionality of the subspace we are intervening on. We learn the subspace R using distributed alignment search, DAS, which finds the subspace that maximizes the probability of the expected counterfactual output after intervention. DAS has been used to find linear representations in LMs of entity attributes, Huang et al., 2024, Linguistic Features, Aurora et al., 2024, Sentiment, Tigges et al., 2023, and Mathematical Reasoning, Wu et al., 2023, Lepori et al., 2023. However, experiments reveal that DAS is highly expressive and capable of finding causally efficacious subspaces even when a transformer LM has been randomly initialized and thus has not yet learned any task-specific representations, Wu et al., 2023, Aurora et al., 2024. While this has led to debate on whether DAS is faithful enough for interpretability purposes, Mikhailov et al., 2024, Wu et al., 2024c, DAS's expressivity suggests that it could serve as a powerful tool for controlling LM behaviors, in line with work on representation editing and controllable generation, Li et al., 2024, Zhou et al., 2023. Therefore, we sought to use the distributed interchange intervention operation to make a new parameter-efficient method for adapting language models for downstream tasks. 3.2 low-rank linear subspace reft, low reft, the formulation of DII in EQ. 1. Immediately suggests a way to control model generations via interventions. The guiding intuition is that we can learn how to perform interventions that lead the model to accurately predict our task labels. The resulting method, low-rank linear subspace reft, low reft, is defined by the following variant of EQ. 1. Phi low reft, h, equals h plus r, wh plus b minus rh, 2. This is identical to EQ. 1. Except we use a learned projected source r's equals wh plus b. Intuitively, Low RE-FT edits the representation in the R-dimensional subspace spanned by the columns of R to take on the values obtained from our linear projection WH plus B. The learned parameters are phi equals R, W, B. As with DII, R element of RR times D is a low-rank matrix with orthonormal rows where D is the hidden state dimensionality and R is less than or equal to D is the rank of the subspace. We further define a linear projection W element of RR times D and bias vector B element of RR. The parameters of the LM are frozen, with trainable parameters phi. To simplify notation, we refer to the hidden representations produced by the LM on input X as H, X, and those by the intervened LM as H phi, X. For single label classification tasks, we add a classification head H theta, dot operator, with parameters theta that takes the final layer representation at the first token, CLS, as input and outputs a distribution over classes. H has the learned parameters theta equals WO, BO, WD, BD. We learn the parameters of the head and those of the intervention function phi. We minimize the cross entropy loss of the target class Y given input X. Min phi, theta, minus log H theta, Y divides H phi, X, 5, 3.3 the REFT family of methods. It is straightforward to generalize the above to define a family of intervention-based representation fine-tuning methods. We first define a general notion of intervention, i.e. the modification of hidden representations during the model forward pass. Definition 3.1. An intervention I is a tuple phi, p, l that encapsulates a single inference time modification of the representations computed by a transformer-based LM. The three components of an intervention are the intervention function phi to rd right pointing arrow rd with learned parameters phi. A set of input positions p subset equal 1, n that the intervention is applied to. The layer l element of 1, m at which the intervention is applied. The intervention is applied immediately after the computation of h, l, and thus affects the representations computed in later layers h, l plus 1. H, m, figure 2 provides a schematic overview of an intervention. A REFT is then defined as a constrained set of non-overlapping interventions. Definition 3.2. A REFT method is a set of F interventions I equals I1. IF, we enforce that for any two interventions IJ, IK element of I such that they operate on the same layer LJ equals LK, their intervention positions must be disjoint, i.e. PJ intersection PK equals empty set. The parameters, phi 1, phi F, of all of the intervention functions are independent. REFT is thus a generic framework encompassing interventions on hidden representations during the model forward pass. In Appendix A, we show how a variety of existing inference time intervention methods can be described within this framework. 4. Experiments. To evaluate low RE-FT against existing PE-FTs, we conduct experiments across four diverse NLP benchmarks covering more than 20 datasets. Our goal is to provide a rich picture of how low RE-FT performs in different scenarios. Here is a brief overview of our benchmarks. Common Sense Reasoning, which contains 8 Common Sense Reasoning datasets, including Boole Q, Clark et al., 2019, PIQA, BISC et al., 2020, SIQA, SAP et al., 2019, Hella Swag, Zellers et al., 2019, Wino Grande, Sakaguchi et al., 2021, ARC E, ARC C, Clark et al., 2018, and OBQA, Mihailov et al., 2018. The task is formulated as a multiple-choice problem. Arithmetic reasoning, which contains 4 datasets for math world problems, including Aqua, Ling et al., 2017, GSM8K, Cobb et al., 2021, MAWPS, Consul Kedziorski et al., 2016, and SVAMP, Patel et al., 2021. Models need to generate chain of thought, Wei et al., 2022, before the final answer. Instruction following, which evaluates whether models can follow human instructions. We use UltraFeedback, Cui et al., 2023, as our training data, and Alpaca Eval version 1.0, Li et al., 2023, as our evaluation dataset. Natural Language Understanding, which contains 8 datasets from the GLUE benchmark, Wang et al., 2018, such as sentiment analysis and natural language inference. We experiment with LMs at different scales ranging from Roberta Bass, Liu et al., 2019, with 125M to Llama 1, Tuvron et al., 2023, with 13B parameters, and both masked and autoregressive transformer language models. We benchmark against existing PEFTs such as prefix tuning, Li and Liang, 2021. Adapter tuning with both series adapters and parallel adapters, Laura, Hu et al., 2022, and Dora, Liu et al., 2024b. Our comparisons focus on both performance and parameter efficiency. In our comparisons, we use hyperparameter tuned scores from previous works when possible. We load our base LMs in Torch. Bfloat 16 to save memory. All of our experiments are run with a single GPU. NVIDIA A140G, 80G or RTX 6000. Examples of raw model generations are in Appendix I. 4.1 hyperparameter configuration. When using low RE-FT in practice, we must decide how many interventions to learn and which layers and input positions to apply each one on. We propose learning interventions on a fixed number of P prefix and S suffix positions in the prompt. Specifically, we tune four hyperparameters. 1. The number of prefix positions P to intervene on, i.e. positions, 1. P. 2. The number of suffix positions S to intervene on, i.e. positions, N minus S plus 1. N. 3. Which set of layers L to intervene on. 4. Whether or not to tie intervention parameters phi across different positions in the same layer. Following the definition of REFT, we thus define the untied and tied variants of our low RE-FT intervention as. Additionally, when applying untied low RE-FT to a prompt with length n where n less than p plus s, we set p left pointing arrow min, p, n, 2, and s left pointing arrow min, s, n, 2, and do not apply the truncated interventions in I untied. We also tune neural network training hyperparameters. Further details are provided in Appendix C. We graphically depict how an untied low RE-FT intervenes on an example prompt in Fig. 2. Unlike previous works, Hu et al., 2022, 2023, Liu et al., 2024b, where hyperparameter tuning may involve optimizing performance directly on test sets, we only tune our hyperparameters on development sets which do not contain any overlapping examples with the test sets of our tasks. We further describe hyperparameter tuning for each benchmark in Appendix C. 4.2 Common Sense Reasoning. We replicate the experimental setup in Hu et al., reference 2023, and fine-tune Llama 1.7b and 13b on a combined dataset of 8 common sense reasoning tasks. COM Monsense 170k. We report scores on each task's test set individually. We compare with PEFTs benchmarked in Hu et al., reference 2023, as well as the identical experiment reported in Liu et al., 2024b, for Dora. Datasets. Examples from these datasets are formulated as multiple-choice problems where the model needs to directly generate the correct choice without rationales. We use the same prompt template as in Hu et al., reference 2023, with additional string normalization, removing leading and trailing whitespace. Further details on the 8 tasks are given in Appendix B.1. Hyperparameter tuning. We do not want to do hyperparameter selection based on test set results. To avoid this, we use the hyperparameter settings of the model that performs best on a development set created from the GSM 8K training set, except we use a lower number of epochs, 6 instead of 12, because the COM Monsense 170K training set is more than 100 times larger than GSM 8K. This allows us to tune relevant hyperparameters, and also serves to test the robustness of these settings across different domains. Results. We report results in Table 1. Low RE-FT sets state-of-the-art performance on the common sense reasoning tasks, outperforming all other methods by a considerable margin. 4.3 Arithmetic Reasoning. Similar to the previous experiment, we follow the experimental setup in Hu et al., reference 2023, and fine-tune Llama 1.7b and 13b on a combined dataset of 7 arithmetic reasoning tasks with LM-generated chain of thought steps, MATH10K, and report scores on 4 of the tasks' test sets. We only evaluate correctness on the final numeric or multiple-choice answer. Hyperparameter tuning. We use the same hyperparameter settings as for the common sense reasoning benchmark with 12 epochs for training. Datasets. For more details on the datasets, see Appendix B.2. We use the same prompt template and hyperparameter settings as in the previous experiment. Results. We report results in Table 2. We find that low RE-FT does not perform as well at arithmetic reasoning tasks compared to LoRa and adapters, but does outperform prefix tuning. Our results suggest that low RE-FT may have more trouble on chain-of-thought reasoning than the single-step common-sense reasoning tasks due to the length of generations, and greater length necessarily reduces the effect of the intervention, and overall greater difficulty of the task. Our results show that low RE-FT performs better with 13B model than 7B model, which suggests that low RE-FT scales with model size. Overall, we note that the arithmetic reasoning results show a lot of variation, with no single method emerging as a clear winner across all of them. 4.4 Instruction following. Base LMs require instruction fine-tuning to follow human prompts, Wu Yang et al., 2022. We follow the experimental setup in Wu et al., 2024a, and fine-tune Llama 27b with ultrafeedback, Kui et al., 2023. We compare against full-parameter fine-tuning, Laura and Red. We use Alpaca Eval version 1.0, Li et al., 2023, for evaluation which computes win rate against text DaVinci 003 using GPT-4 as the annotator. We use the same prompt template as in Tauri et al., reference 2023. Datasets. We fine-tune Llama 27b with ultrafeedback. Ultrafeedback is high-quality instruction dataset where responses are generated via scoring a diverse set of model responses from a list of candidates, e.g. ChatGPT and Bard. The score is calculated as weighted score of instruction following, truthfulness, honesty, and helpfulness. Some of the best 7B and 13B chat models, e.g. UltraLM 13B, Yang et al., 2024, are fine-tuned with ultrafeedback. Hyperparameter tuning. We do hyperparameter tuning on the unseen instruction following dataset Alpaca 52K, Tauri et al., 2023, with only Llama 7B to prevent tests at hill climbing. We then use the hyperparameter settings of our best-performing model to fine-tune on ultrafeedback. For hyperparameter tuning, we use Alpaca Eval version 1.0 with GPT-4 Turbo as the annotator for fast turnaround, which also prevents overfitting with GPT-4 as a judge. 4.5 Natural Language Understanding. We evaluate low RE-FT on the GLU benchmark, Wang et al., 2018, against existing PEFTs. We use this set of experiments to show low RE-FT works well even with small-scale LMs, and can improve representations for classification tasks and not just text generation. We fine-tune Roberta Base, 125M, as well as Roberta Large, 350M, on GLU, a sequence classification benchmark for natural language understanding, NLU, which covers domains such as sentiment classification and natural language inference. Details about the GLU benchmark can be found in its original paper. We follow Wu et al., 2024a, for proper evaluation on GLU validation set. We split the validation set into two sets guarded by a random seed, and we pick the best model with highest in training validation accuracy to evaluate on the other held out half for testing accuracy. Hyperparameter tuning. We tune our hyperparameters for each task separately, which is standard for PEFTs. To avoid overfitting to random seeds, we hyperparameter tune our models with a constant seed and report average results over that and four additional unseen seeds. We describe hyperparameter tuning experiments in Appendix C. Results. We report results in Table 4. Low RE-FT obtains comparable performance with PEFT methods on both model sizes when parameter matched with Red, the previous most parameter efficient PEFT for this task. Full results with standard deviation is in Table 10. 5 PyReft. A Reft native Python library. To lower the cost of switching from PEFTs to Reft, we release PyReft, a Python library made for training and sharing RE-FTs. Our library is built on top of Pyveen, Wu et al., 2024b, a library for performing and training activation interventions on arbitrary PyTorch models. We publish our library on PIPI. 5. Any pre-trained LM available on Hugging Face is supported through PyReft for fine-tuning with Reft methods, and fine-tuned models can be easily uploaded to Hugging Face. The following example shows steps to wrap a Llama 27B model with a single intervention on the residual stream output of the 19th layer. IMPORTTORCHIMPORTTRANSFORMERS from PYREFTIMPORT, GET underscore REFT underscore MODEL, REFTCONFIG. LOREFTINTER versus ENTION. REFTTRAINERFORCAUSALLM. Hash LOADINGHUGGINGFACE mod LMODEL underscore NAME underscore OR underscore PATH equals. YAMA, LAMA minus 7BHF. MODEL equals TRANSFORMERS. AUTOMODELFORCAUSALLM. FROM_PRETRAINED_MODEL_NAME_OR_PATH_TORCH BFLOAT16DEVICE_MAP=. CUDA. Hash wrap the model with rank minus 1 CONSTANT REFT REFT underscore CONFIG equals REFT CONFIG REPRESENTATIONS equals LIR 19 COMPONENT BLOCK underscore OUTPUT INTER versus ENTION LOREFTINTER versus ENTION EMBED_DIM=MODEL. CONFIG. HIDDEN_SIZE. LOW_RANK_DIMENSION=1. REFT_MODEL=GET_REFT_MODEL. Model. REFT_CONFIG. REFT_MODEL. PRINT_TRAINABLE_PARAMETERS. The RAP model can be trained for downstream tasks. We also provide data loading helpers to construct training data that is compatible with Hugging Face trainers. TOKENIZER equals TRANSFORMERS. AUTOTOKENIZER. FROM_PRETRAINED. MODEL_NAME_OR_PATH. Hash get TRAINING data with CUSTOMIZEDDATALODERSDATA_MODULE=MAKE_SUPERVISED_DATA_MODULE. TOKENIZER equals tokenizer. ModL equals model. LAYERS equals. Reference 19. TRAINING_ARGS=TRAINING_ARGS. DATA_ARGS=DATA_ARGS. Hash TRAINTRAINER=REFT. REFTTRAINERFORCAUSALLM. MODEL=REFT_MODEL. TOKENIZER equals tokenizer. ARGS equals TRAINING_ARGS. Asterisk DATA_MODULE. TRAINER. TRAIN. TRAINER. SA versus E_MODEL. OUTPUT_DIR equals TRAINING_ARGS. OUTPUT_DIR. 5. Pip install PyRefT. 6. Conclusion. Acknowledgements.
Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.